Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. Farm Bureau's 2023 Farm Dog of the Year is Tuff, and Tuff belongs to Kansas Farm Bureau members Donna and Denny Ashcraft, who are joining us today to share a bit about Tuff. Thank you both so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having us.
Denny, to get started with you, could you just tell us a bit about Tuff?
Tuff is a short-haired border collie. There are different varieties of the border collies. You have the short hair, you have a medium hair, and then you have a long coat. She's a short-haired variety. We got her as a two-year-old. She was a started dog as far as a working dog when we got her. We acquired her from some good friends in Oklahoma, Kent and Lori Herbel. We bonded pretty quick, and we continued with her training, started trialing her, had a lot of success in the trialing world with her, up until the point that she got hurt, and then she's pretty much just been working sheep since then and semi-retired.
Sounds like she's lived a full life. Donna, could you share a little bit about her personality?
I think that the first word that comes to mind for Tuff is that she's tenacious. She is tenacious and she is persistent, and she doesn't have a bad day. Tuff might have some physical challenges right now as a result of her injury, but she doesn't know that she has those physical challenges. So like I said, she's tenacious, she's persistent. She can also be very loving, and she can be aloof. It depends on who her affections are being directed toward. With Denny and with all people, she's very loving. With other dogs, she's very aloof.
Donna, Denny, you've both mentioned an accident she had. Could you describe what that was like?
We were actually working some heifers, and she had healed one, and it kicked about the time she healed it, and she had a severe bruising at the spinal column as a result of that, and she was basically paralyzed from the neck down for a period of time. Of course, we took her into the vet, and they had us bring her out to K-State and did some diagnostic testing on her, and determined there was nothing broken. It was just a severe bruising in the spinal column, and they said that she would either remain like she is, come back 100%, or land somewhere in the middle. And she made it back to probably 85 or 90%. Over a period of time.
It was kind of a difficult time for us. Tuff had been a very active dog. She had been she was a very talented working dog, and she was a key component to moving livestock on the farm. So seeing her down and out and seeing her paralyzed was very difficult for us. We had some good veterinary care. And she spent a lot of time, or I spent a lot of time one-on-one with her because I work part-time. Denny works full-time. So we had the opportunity to do some physical therapy with her, Denny swam her in the stock tank with a special life jacket. And I did some physical therapy with her, moving her legs and trying to get her mobility back and her range of motion and coordination as much as we could.
And I think the injury came right on the heels of probably a pretty phenomenal trialing year. She was trialing at the top of her game, trialing at a pretty high level. So we had showed her at Denver at the stock show. She was reserve champion there. And then we didn't have the time to take off to go hit the other stock shows. But Kent, again, the gentleman that we got Tuff from, really good friend, they were going to Fort Worth, San Antonio, and Houston. So I asked him if he'd like to show her, since we felt like she was kind of at the top of her game. And so he said, absolutely. They took her to the stock shows. She ended up third at Fort Worth, and she won San Antonio and Houston. So this all happened in like a 2-month period. She's trialing really successful at these stock shows. And then we trialed her in some cattle dog trials after that, and actually had her qualified to go to the NCA, National Cattle Dog Association finals the next year. And then she got hurt and obviously didn't get to go to that. So it was really, you know, it's kind of tough to see a dog that's trialing at that level and then, you know, in an instant we're done, you know, trialing career is over. So at least she got to trial at that level for a while. And for her, you know, she doesn't realize that she couldn't trial at that level today still. She thinks she could. Obviously she can't at this point, but that's kind of the outlook that she tends to have, is I can do whatever I could always do. You know, she doesn't realize her limitations like we would if we experienced an injury like that.
A dog like her obviously brings a lot of value to working livestock. Could you talk a little bit about what value she does bring to that?
We utilize dogs quite a bit in our operation, and the goal for that is low-stress livestock handling. You know, once your cattle, sheep, or whatever are acclimated to the dog and the dog is working them appropriately, the livestock actually become a lot calmer, and you can move stock, pin stock, sort stock, whatever you need to do with the dogs once you get them working at that level. And it really makes our job a lot easier, and it puts the livestock more at ease, and they're a lot easier to work and move where you need them to.
And all of that lends to low stress handling, which is something that we all strive for as farmers and ranchers, handling our livestock and providing care for them.
You both have spent a lot of time with Tuff, not only before she got injured and after, but the healing process. Could you describe what your relationship is like with her?
I would say that before Tuff was injured, she was 100% Denny's dog. She really didn't have a lot of use for me. I was not valuable to Tuff's life. But then after she became injured, and after we spent that time in her healing process and doing the physical therapy, and because I had the opportunity to start working part-time as opposed to full-time, Tuff and I have developed a bond as well. And so seeing her changes has been rewarding. It was rewarding to see her improve after her injury. She has since then, of course, aged, but she's also developed some seizures here in the last few months. And so we were a little concerned when those seizures happened, but she seems to be powering through those just like she powers through everything else. And like I said, she's tenacious. She is a tough little tough.
Tuff has obviously done some great things. What is she up to now? You say she's aged, maybe experiencing a few more health conditions, but what is she doing around the house and farm?
She does pretty much what Tuff wants to do. She's actually...
That's not a lie.
At this point, you know, she's 14 years old and her hearing is leaving as well. So she's adapted to some of that as well, too. She works off of some hand signals now, as far as like recall and things like that. In her initial training for stock work, we start out with the foundation is with physical pressure and release. And then we move from that to verbals and from that to whistles. So she's basically come full circle because she can't hear now. So she goes back to the foundation and she'd work off of pressure and release. So she still knows what you want when you're asking her to do something. And she's got enough, I'm assuming, muscle memory and stuff from her working that a lot of times she can almost read your mind or your body language will tell her what, you know, is going to happen next because you've got that working relationship that you had over time. So between, you know, the physical pressure and release and the hours that we have working together, she's still functional for working sheep. We haven't allowed her to work cattle since she got hurt because she thinks she can still do it. She's not mobile enough to be able to get out of the way if she needs to, so we don't want her getting hurt again. So we've kind of backed her off to working sheep. And a lot of times now, we'll use our other dogs when we got a job to accomplish. We go out and work with Tuff because she still likes to work. So we just find jobs for her to do and let her go out and work.
And we lovingly say that Tuff does whatever Tuff wants to do. But Tuff has such a foundation in obedience and such a foundation of loyalty that she does whatever she wants to do, but what she wants to do is work livestock and work for us. So she's always keen and always watching what we're doing so that she knows how to respond or how she can be involved in that activity. So she's not off just doing whatever she wants to do with her nose to the ground and chasing rabbits or whatever. She's always there, ready and willing, if we're willing to give her the opportunity to work.
And I think the foundation that we put in beginning with the training is you build a default into them. So if they don't know what else you're wanting them to do, their default is to go collect what's out there and bring it back to you. And so, you know, if you walk her to the gate and send her, even though she can't hear, she's going to go out and she's going to go around what's out there, gather it up and bring it back to you. So it just leads to that, how important the foundation work is, whether you're training a stock dog or whatever. You know, if you've got a good foundation, something goes wrong, you can always go back to that foundation and build back off of it.
Tuff has obviously lived a very fruitful 14 years of life. What are a few of your favorite memories you have with her?
A lot of it, probably the trialing that we did, because she was so competitive when she was able to be trialing and trialed at such a high level that it was just fun to go trial with her. At the end of the day, in the summertime, she likes to sit in a porch swing. You spend a lot of time, if you get to the house before the sun goes down, you might be sitting in a porch swing watching the sun go down with her, and she relaxes there in that swing. I mean, you can tell she just really enjoys it, so that's probably a lot of fun for her.
And she just has a way of melting into Denny.
So she likes, I mean, if she's not working, she likes to be with me, whether it's riding in a Kubota, riding in a pickup, sitting in a porch swing, laying at your feet if you're watching television.
Or if Denny's out in the shop working or welding, she's right outside the door. You know where Denny is because you see where Tuff is.
Yeah. Donna, Denny, thank you both so much for taking the time to come in and share about Tuff, who was in fact Farm Bureau's Farm Dog of the Year for 2023. I appreciate it. If you would like to read more on Tuff, you can do so in Kansas Living's Spring Magazine, and the article is As Tuff as They Come. Or you can read online at kansaslivingmagazine.com, searching for Kansas Farm Dog Wins National Competition. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.